The Premier of Quebec, Philippe Couillard, is in Vermont this week attending a conference on the dynamics of the electricity New England buys from Canada. The financial relationship between Quebec and Vermont is crucial to both places. $5 billion in trade crosses the border annually, and the biggest piece of that is goods that Vermont imports from Canada. Canadian tourists bring in about $168 million to Vermont. 30% or more of the passengers at Burlington International Airport come from Canada. Recently, there have been improvements to the road that most people use to drive between Montreal and Vermont. Last night, I sat down with Couillard to talk about the ties between Vermont and Quebec and about political issues north of the border.
Vermont is the first trading partner of Quebec in New England and the fourth partner if one looks at the whole U.S. It's tremendously important for us. You mentioned tourism. It's not only about tourism. Our businesses are working more and more together. Today, I met with Governor Shumlin with the Chamber of Commerce, and we feel the need to remind Quebecers that Vermont is a great place to go to during vacations, a good place to go shopping, but it's also a great place to do business together. And that's the new emphasis we want to put for the coming years. Now, transportation, yes, of course, road transportation. Of course, we have the A35. A89 project that is going forward as planned. We believe that by 2019, one should be able to drive in an unobstructed way from Montreal to Vermont. There will still be a last part to be completed, but it will not obstruct traffic because it's a four-way section. People will drive on one side and then the other side during construction. So the main new building is going to be finished by 2019. And then, of course, it will add to our capacity. I mentioned, and Governor Shumlin also, of course, is extremely aware of this, that we have between now and then to build capacity at the custom station, because you don't want a brand new highway that is completely blocked at the custom station. And I've written to Governor Shumlin about this, and I know he's taking action with the U.S. Custom Services.
So what does that mean, just more personnel on? Because usually the line is coming back into Vermont.
You need larger building and more people, essentially. That's all what you need. On the railway side, as you probably heard in the recent days, there has been an announcement between the two federal governments and an agreement on pre-clearance. Now, a lot of water still has to go under the bridges because both parliaments, both the Congress and our federal House of Commons must adopt laws. But we should start working right now on this project. There will probably be three major projects in Canada, Vancouver, Toronto, and Quebec, and Montreal. And we really believe that economically speaking, on top of quality of life issues and better ways of going from one place to the other, it's a very, very important project.
When you stress the importance of business, the business relationship between Quebec and Vermont, and that it's a great time to be doing business between the countries, how do you frame that relationship given the trade partnership that's very important, but given cross-border politics?
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of this, we are lucky to count on a very faithful friend in Governor Shumlin. I've been meeting him many times since I came into office, and he's always come across to me as a very active, imaginative person, and very personally involved in the quality of relation between Quebec and Vermont. And I think this is to the advantage of both people. You know, politics will play a role, I hope a positive role, because as I said a few times today, I believe Quebecers and Vermonters are like-minded people. We share same ways of looking at issues. Take environment, climate change, the way to develop the economy. We are on the same page, so that should make things much easier. And politically speaking, of course, you would find a lot of common points between Quebec and Vermont.
Although we probably have some disagreements over NHL teams.
There's no disagreement. The Habs are the best, obviously, so that's fine. There's also debate about maple syrup, and which we solved today, Peter Shumlin and I, because, of course, we would be asked, where is the best maple syrup made? So our answer would be in the northeastern part of the North American continent.
That's probably a good political answer.
Diplomatically, I think it's solved. But, you know, between you and me, and it's only between you and me, I think Quebec still has the best one.
Yeah, well, them's fighting words. We just won't even go there. I want to talk a little bit about some Quebec politics because we have a lot of listeners north of the border as well. Yeah. Last week, you talked a little bit about gun rights in Canada. Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister, of course, had said that guns keep people safe in rural areas. And you said the fewer guns in circulation in Quebec, the better. What is it that you would like to see in terms of a Quebec-specific gun registry?
First, I think Mr. Harper clarified his words shortly after. He didn't mean free circulation of firearms. He made that clear. But this is certainly an issue where there's a lot of sensitivity in Quebec for many reasons, one of which is the horrible massacre that happened in Polytechnique years ago, where, as you probably know, young women studying in engineering were killed just because they were women by someone with a high-powered rifle. So we were not really that keen on firearms before, and even less after that. This being said, I'm a hunter myself, so I do register my firearms. I think it's perfectly normal. We know that the federal government has let go the long gun registry. We are in court right now. There should be a Supreme Court ruling by the end of this week. Whatever the result, we will set up our own registry in Quebec. Because why? The police forces ask for this. You know, if they are going to intervene in somebody's house, they need to know in advance, is there a firearm there? You know, how should we get prepared to intervene? So we are strongly on the side of strict gun control and a registry, particularly after the upcoming court decision.
When you look at U.S. politics on gun rights, tell me your perception.
Well, it's hard to, you know, I don't want to be critical because it's a different culture, it's a different history, and the worst that somebody in politics can do is to go abroad and give lessons to the people he's visiting, and I'm a guest here. So the only thing I would say is that for us, the right of bearing arms in no way looks like a constitutional right. That's something I would say, but we have a different constitution and a different history. But again, as I was saying earlier, I think that Vermonters and New Englanders in general have quite similar views, as far as I can tell, when I look at polls and media in New England.
As I understand it, you're about to present your budget for the upcoming year. Your finance minister will be presenting it on Thursday. And a month ago, he said there, in addition to $600 million that are going to be raised in taxes and revenues imposed on people, that you're also still then, we're looking for about $1 billion to cut. You've made it very clear that a balanced budget is important to you and to your government. It looks like there will already be more student protests coming up this week, reminiscent of 2012. What can you tell me about where those cuts are going to come from?
First, the vast majority of our effort, and we will reach budget balance, I have been saying it, so it's not a secret, has been achieved through not only reduction in expenses, but different ways of doing the same things, putting more money or less money in structures, administrative structures, bureaucratic structures, while protecting money on the mission itself. I think it's important to say. I've been asked the same question today about demonstrations. People have the right to demonstrate. We are a free speech democracy, and it's great. I would just remind people that the balanced budget and sound public finances are important for today's generation, of course, because then we can achieve some tax reduction, but also for the next generation. It's a question of equity between generations. If we transfer Quebec to them with a full credit card, how is it going to help them to make their choices later? So by reducing debt, by controlling deficits, although it's not easy, and there should be, I get, easier way of just ignoring the problem, but by attacking it head on, I think we're giving the next generation the chance to make their own choices, as we did when we came abroad, us boomers, as we say, you know. So it's not the same environment. And again, if they are faced with the debt and the deficit that we faced when we came in, it's going to make it very, very hard. And we really act not only for this generation, but the next generation, including the students.
Yes, but given that budget cuts are always hard, so it may be a question of parity with the next generation, but it's also a question of protecting vulnerable Quebecers and protecting things like paying for college, which has been a principal part of the way people in Canada believe that an education should be paid for.
And we still have by far the lowest fees, tuition fees in Canada. So there's no ground lost here at all. And on contrary, we make a lot of collective efforts to keep this as it is. If you look at the fees in Quebec to go to university, I think maybe people here in the States would be envious of that. So, but of course, we have great universities, you have great institutions, but it's something we all believe in. Doing cuts is never easy. We could have ignored the issue, just swept it under the rug and say the next generation or the next government will take care of this. No, we decided first to tell the truth. You know, we are paying $30 million a day just for servicing our debt. Before a single dollar is spent on healthcare and education, we have to stop this. And also we have to adjust the state, the size of our state, at the level of our true prosperity that we create ourselves in Quebec. So that's only a question of responsibility again for us and the next generation.
In Vermont, on the days when a beer called Heady Topper is released, you'll find lines outside of the liquor stores for people to get their hands on a four-pack of Heady Topper or a couple of other beers.
What's the name of this? I need to
Heady
learn.
Topper. Well, that's my question. When you go back to Quebec, what will you be declaring at customs that'll be coming in from Vermont?
Today I didn't have lots of time to shop, I'm afraid. But I did shop before privately, so I want to reassure all listeners that I did my share. But today there was not a lot of time. Actually, there was no time at all for shopping today, unfortunately.
Well, Premier Couillard, thank you very much for speaking with us. We very much appreciate your time.
You're most welcome.
Philippe Couillard is the Premier of Quebec.